Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
And by Zivac and Lindsay CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Mr. Richard Lindsay.
Hello, folks.
What are we talking about today, gentlemen?
We're going to Superman. Lindsay, CPA, I know we're glad to have him here this time of the year. He's busy, but what
you got?
Getting
to be a busy time of year, Jim. Jim, I wanted to start off today. I wrote an article not too long ago that I wanted to bring back up, and it was titled, Nine Reasons to Create an Estate Plan Now.
Okay.
And so number one is, well, what happens if for some reason you lose capacity? And that can happen in a lot of ways. It can happen in an automobile accident. It can happen heart attack. It can happen, some stupid guy does something that, you know, points a gun at you and shoots you and you're disabled.
Sure.
You know, things happen. People believe that we're invincible. We're going to live a long time. Things aren't going to happen to us. But things unexpected happen to us, and we need to be prepared for them. Because once they've happened, it's too late to do something about it. You got to think about if you got minor children. If something should happen to you, who's going to take care of those minor children? Even if you're in a normal, traditional family, a husband, wife, and children, something can happen to both of you at the same time. I've had clients that just driving down I-10, climbed a hill, bam, went underneath a tractor trailer that was stopped because the traffic was stopped. Killed both adults and one of the children.
Wow.
You know, things can happen and you just don't ever know about it. Dying without a will. We've tried to talk about this one before, and this is very dangerous. Because if you die without a will, you don't. The state's going to decide what to do with your stuff.
Yeah.
With your financial assets or whatever other assets you have. And it may not be what you want it to be,
that's
especially if you're in a second marriage or a third marriage and you got other children or other ex-spouses. You know, if you haven't planned ahead and you haven't laid things out right, it may not be the way you want it to be.
It's dying intestate, by
the way. Yeah, exactly. I had a client come in earlier this week. He's about our age. You know, He's a former Marine, so he's been around and so he had a will, but you know it was 40 years old or something like that, and now he's got both of his kids are grown and you know he says, you know, my daughter, if I died, she could take the money and she'd be fine. My son, if I died, whatever he got would be gone within a year.
Sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar, doesn't it? You've heard about those kinds of things. So those things need to be planned for. There are things that you can do to structure your estate to help keep your child, if you have a child like that, from wasting all of the money, from spending it so immediately. I've got clients with children with special needs.
Yep.
And if they inherit money, then it's quite possible that Social Security benefits could stop. It's possible that their needs aren't really going to be taken care of until they spend out all that inheritance. So yeah. So special trusts need to be created in that kind of situation. Things need to be planned for. You need to think ahead. You might just want to keep the assets in the family. You know, you love your kids, you love your daughter. Maybe you're just not quite as sure about that son-in-law or daughter-in-law. And so there are ways to structure your estate so that if your children should divorce, then some of your assets don't wander off someplace else. You know, you want to create some sense of financial security, whether that's for your spouse or your children. And most of the time, what you want to think about on financial assets is having a named beneficiary that's an individual, a person, not your estate, not a revocable living trust. And oftentimes, you want to think about having a backup beneficiary. You know, because if, for instance, if all you've done is name your spouse and then your spouse immediately dies, well, then it depends on whether or not your spouse lived long enough and then it's going to follow their estate or whatever. But there are things to be considered. And you got retirement accounts, depending upon what kind of retirement accounts. And, of course, those don't follow your will. They're going to follow the beneficiary designation. And, of course, this is another good plug for a Roth IRA. Jim, you and I both know that you have to take required minimum distributions out of normal qualified money in IRAs.
Right.
Well, you don't have to out of a Roth.
That's correct.
And if you inherit an IRA from someone other than your spouse, then you're either going to have to take a lump sum payment or you're going to have to take it over the most over 5 years. But with a Roth, it's not going to be taxable.
That's true. Take it anytime at 59 and a half.
Take it anytime at 59 and a half. The account just needs to be open 5 years. So here's a good planning technique. Think about it. Even if you're not sure that you want a Roth, even if you're not sure if you're going to convert your existing plans to a Roth, go open a Roth. Put $100 into a Roth. Yeah. Because it doesn't have to be every plan. It just has to be some Roth IRA has to be open for 5 years.
Yep.
So
that's
open
true.
It and put $100 into it, you know?
That's
you'll stop that clock. You'll start the clock running, and you'll be a lot better off. And of course, by having a plan set apart, you can decide whether or not you're trying to avoid probate. Now, a will doesn't necessarily avoid probate, but it makes it simpler, makes it cleaner. And if you wanted to avoid probate, then you could set things up in a trust or in a manner that would.
Well, annuities, too, will avoid probate. Anything that...
Yeah.
Has a named beneficiary has to go to probate, but does not have to go to probate.
Exactly.
So life insurance or annuities are a good way to avoid probate.
They are. They're a very good way to avoid probate. Life insurance is also another good way to avoid income taxes or estate taxes.
Sure.
Because proceeds from life insurance are not taxable.
And we've talked about trust before, Richard. There's two kinds of trust. There's irrevocable and revocable trust.
Right.
An irrevocable trust, you got to give up any instance of ownership.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to do that, but when you have big estates, sometimes you have to do that to avoid a massive estate taxes.
Correct.
But most people are kind of hesitant to do it. You're talking about mostly revocable trust that you can set up.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that there's one idea that everybody needs to think about. I think what everybody needs to think about is they need to have an estate plan. And it doesn't matter whether they have an estate of $250,000 or $2.5 million or $5 million. They need to think about it and they need to have some guidance with somebody like us or like Jim Roberts, our attorney, who's on our team, to help set up these things and so that things turn out the best way for you.
And that's why you all offer a complimentary consultation.
They do. Call me at 625-1226.
Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services, 625-1226.
Or 1-877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And Richard Lindsay, CPA with Zivac & Lindsay, you offer a complimentary consultation, and yours can even be on the phone.
Certainly. Well, if you don't want to drive to Mobile, where my office is located, we'll set up the complimentary consultation on the phone. Just call our office to set it up. It's 251-633-4070.
633-4070. 770. And your attorney, Jim Roberts in Spanish Fort, in Daphne, excuse me, also offers that same consultation, complimentary, if you say you heard it on the radio. His number is 626-3499, 626-3499. It's part of your team that you call comprehensive
financial planning. And I get people like came in the other day. Richard sent me a client the other day, and been a client of his for years, and we're working something with him. And then Jim Roberts sent me a couple the other day that came that had been talking to him. So they either see me first or see them first. It doesn't matter. We refer right to each other if we see there's a need.
Okay? And that's really what it boils down to. We sit down with our clients and we talk about what their needs are.
Yeah.
We're not trying to sell them something. We're not trying to say, you know, everybody needs to do this one thing. We always figure out, or we try to talk to them and say, where are you now? Where do you want to be? What do we need to do to get there?
Mainly is find out what their goal is. Their goal is not our goal. I mean, their goal is to leave all their money to their kids. Well, that's fine. Their money, sure. So I don't care about the kids. I won't spend my last dime. You know, that's
fine too.
Yeah, so we work it out, and you know, there's different plans to do that. And we're not one-sided, folks. We're not just me. I'm not just an annuity writer, okay? I want people to understand I do securities and I do life insurance. I do different things, but I try to find safe products, their most tax advantageous products for the clients. And that's always, I consult with Richard quite a bit on things, and I'll call him up in situations. And we had one this week, Richard.
Two or three this week, I think
yeah.
It was.
Oh, God. I hate to see my bill. But I call him and ask him about things, you know, and clients, they have a particular question that I might not know the answer to. So yeah, that's why we work as a team. But one of the things I wanted to talk about briefly, Richard, we've been hounding about the market going down.
Right.
FINRA sent a message out recently. FINRA is the regulatory body for investment.
Okay.
And they're the financial industry regulatory authority. And FINRA says they're warning brokers to start telling their clients about bond prices are going to drop. Because when interest rates goes up, price of bonds are going down.
Sure.
And a lot of people holding bond as their safety net and they don't realize that they may be in a situation that's going to lose some money. Okay, so I have to, but I don't do a lot in bonds. I have done them. I understand them. I look for other safe places to put their money. There are places out there you can get double-digit returns without any risk at all, but you've got to have some restrictions to it.
Sure.
Okay, so that's what we tell people, and one is annuity is a great place, hybrid annuity, and people ask me, why does my broker not tell me about hybrid annuities? Well, brokers, stockbrokers can't sell hybrid annuities. That's taking money out of the marketplace.
Right.
So they won't let them do that. They sell variable annuities, which is not very, I'm not keen on variable annuities because they're very expensive. Okay, they work fine, function, but they're very expensive.
Okay.
So, but what I wanted people to know is that everybody I know, and on Meet the Press last Sunday, they were talking about, people on there talking about there's going to be a major market correction. So don't let this market doing good as it's doing fool you folks. There's a correction coming. Now, whether that's going to bother you or not, I don't know. Whether it's going to affect you, I don't know. But my theory and what I've told everybody is if that bothers you, and it's money you can't afford to lose, you need to put it up somewhere safe. And I have places to put it. Safe does not mean earning 1% or 2% on your money. Because I had a client the other day, bank told a client, said, hey, hold off a while. You know, interest rates going up and CDs go up. Well, that might be a while.
It might be.
So, you know.
We don't know exactly when that's going to happen.
That's right. So I'm telling him I can give him a great return on his money, two or three times the CD rate, but there are restrictions, and you got to give up liquidity. This particular guy did not want to give up his liquidity, so I found him an annuity that was liquid.
So
He liked that. He liked that point. But that's what
so there are lots of choices available depending upon the client's preferences about the three major things that you're talking about in our seminar. That when it comes to a financial investment, those are what now?
I talk about annuities, you know, hybrid annuities. I talk about life insurance.
Okay.
And manage money. That's the three places that I deal with that are safe.
But you talk about being able to look for three characteristics in a financial investment. Safety,
liquidity,
security, and liquidity, right?
Right.
Or that's not safety and security. It's liquidity, security, and
safety.
Safety? Is that did I get it right? Okay. And so what you what I hear you saying is that some clients have different preferences about whether they want liquidity or whether they want the security, and therefore it's the trade-off about what kind of investment then that you look for that's still safe, that's still going to get a return on the investment that's above CDs, it's above most bonds,
yes,
and yet it's still safer.
That's what we do, and I look for safe place to put money, but annuity's not the answer for everybody. You got to understand that, but a lot of cases it is. But if they need liquidity, I have two other vehicles that I put them in that are liquid and safe. I have a life insurance product, believe me or not. It's completely liquid. It's currently paying about 5.7%, and it's completely liquid, and it's tax-deferred and has life insurance with it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the key, and it brings up a point of a case, Richard, that I had this past week. It has long-term care in it. Okay, and I had a couple came in, typical case. Their long-term care benefit was with a well-known long-term care carrier.
Okay.
But they already had their plan of what the rate increase was going. It's going next year, year after, going up sizable.
Wow.
Increases. They said, you know, we just can't really afford this. What can we do? And actually, it was a referral from Jim Roberts.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at it, and I spent time. I said, let me spend some time, and let's work. I got to make sure I'm right. So I worked up a plan for them that they could either reduce or eliminate their long-term care altogether and get it free by doing the investment vehicles that I was recommending to them.
Wow.
In this case, annuity and life insurance. And I made sure, double sure, checked it, rechecked, and make sure the numbers work and that mm-hmm. it will work. Not only that, but if they don't need long-term care, see, they'll have the life insurance, they still have the annuity money, but in a long-term care product, unless you've got return of premium on that thing, it's like buying car insurance.
Right.
You buy it if you need it, but if you don't need it, too bad.
Well, and that's the thing about long-term care insurance, like buying car insurance, like buying house insurance. You hope you don't need it.
Right.
But it's really bad if you need it and you ain't got it.
That's exactly right. And I had a question, Richard, for you this week when I called you.
Uh-huh.
It was a client, I think, that had, here's what happened. We took a client's money. And we're going to do a tax-free transfer to IRA annuity.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman brought in her own paperwork a few days later after that, her own paperwork, and we sent her paperwork in. I had one of my staff girls that experienced, and that was off. So the money transferred over as a transfer, as a cash, as taking the money out.
Right.
So they took the mandatory 20% out.
Right.
Of that. Now this woman's left with 80% of her money and didn't know what to do. So and they will not take it back.
No.
So what I did was, what I'm going to do with this woman is I found a vehicle that had a 25% bonus, which would make her even, okay, and give mm-hmm. her a guaranteed 5% markup on her money. Now she's got her money, which is going to be 80% tax-free because she's already paid her taxes.
Right.
Money. So I called Richard and made sure that I understood it right. And would there be other tax consequences? Of course, he couldn't answer that totally because he didn't know their tax situation, didn't know their tax bracket.
Right. We didn't know all of the details of their tax situation.
But that was a situation where I've got Richard and he will answer my call for a fee probably, but he'll answer my call and we can work together. And the same thing in Jim Roberts when a legal issue came up not while long ago. And I asked him about that and got a quick answer. So that's how we work as a team. Richard sends me business. I send him business. Jim sends business, and I send Jim business. If I see a need, a tax need or a legal need, I'm going to send it to you guys because they're the best I know. So, folks, that's good. We're working with a team like us. Come in and work with us. I've been pitching gloom and doom. Folks, and I know people laughing, brokers are laughing, but now FINRA and some of the pundit shows, Meet the Press, are saying, folks, that the market's going to have a significant downturn, significant correction, they call it, okay? And interest rates, and it's all based on the interest rates. Interest rates are going up. The government's stopped their quantum easing. Now they've already stopped doing it, and they said they're going to end it. When they end it, interest rates are going up. Interest rates goes up, that's going to make the market go down. Okay, that's what's going to cause this market correction. And so you may be sitting there feeling good now, folks, and you can't afford a loss in the market. You better do something. If that bothers you, if 2008 bothered you, you may be looking at another 2008. You better do something. That's all I'm saying. If it doesn't bother you, throw caution to the wind. I don't care. Go. But I can show you how to get a guaranteed return on your money and get most of the market returns without any market risk whatsoever. But there are restrictions.
Okay? Sure.
And that's what I tell folks.
And you have to remember, of course, if you lose money in the market, if you lose 10%, then you have to have an 11% gain on what you have left over just to make that back.
That's correct. That's correct.
If you lose 20%, now in order to get that back, you have to have a 25% gain.
That's right.
If you lose 50%, you have to have a 100% gain on what you have left in order to get back where you were.
But it's when you get that gain. You say a lot of people in 2008 went 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah. It took a long time for most of my clients to get that money back.
And before they got even. So, see, and a lot of people don't have that much time to wait. Or if you're taking income or withdrawal from that, it's going to take much longer.
Sure.
So that's what we're telling people, folks. We're not saying everybody run out and put all your money in annuities. That's not what I tell anybody. But the money you want to keep, the money you got to have for income now or future income, there's no better place to put it than a hybrid annuity. I'm just going to tell you, folks.
Basically, if you're looking for retirement planning and you're looking for some way to guarantee at least some portion of your retirement income,
yeah,
then that's a good vehicle to look at.
That's why they need to take advantage of the complimentary offer for a consultation to all of our radio show listeners. Just pick up the phone, even if it's after hours when you're listening. Leave a message while it's on your mind. Make that appointment. You have absolutely nothing to lose. There's no obligation, but you at least should educate yourself about the options out there.
Sure, it doesn't cost to do that. You got Richard Lindsay here with over 20 years experience, CPA, master degree CPA. He knows his stuff. You got Jim Roberts, who is an attorney and also a judge. So we put together a good team.
Yes, we have.
And I don't try to answer their questions for them. I let them, you know, I call them up if I have something I don't know. I'll call Richard or Jim. So give us a call.
That's right. Call Jim Bird at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And for Richard Lindsay of Zivac & Lindsay CPAs, call
633-4070.
633-4070. And Attorney Jim Roberts in Daphne, 626-3499. 626-3499. And if you want to do a little homework, then go to their websites and learn more. For Safe Harbor, the website is simply safeharfin.com. Safe, HARFIN.com. Richard, yours is CPAMobileAL.com.
That's right.
CPAMobileAL.com.
That's right, Richard. Well, Richard, we got a lot. We've talked about this before. There's a lot of changes coming up this year. You said it's not as many changes as it had been in the past. Tax changes.
Right.
But Obamacare has got everybody confused.
Yes. And there are a lot of things that there were some very major things, of course, that happened the beginning of January 2013 from a tax standpoint. We had a couple of big things. Of course, in December 31st, 2012, we were looking at the fiscal cliff, and really we kind of went over that cliff Thelma and Louise style, screaming and barreling, and on January 1st, Congress threw us a rope and kind of hauled us back up there. And most of the Bush-era tax cuts and tax rates remained in place, with the exception of those on the very top earners, those earning $400,000 or more. They're now bumped up to a 39.6% rate. Those earners are also looking at a higher capital gains rate. It went from 15% top to 20% top.
Yeah.
We looked at some expirations of things like that, and there's some other. So it wasn't as major at the end of 2013. We only had like 55 tax provisions that were expiring at the end of this year, you know. So and some of them were really kind of minor that didn't really apply to a whole lot of people. Some of them are, you know, the teacher expense goes away, things like that. But you need to be most of our listeners need to be thinking about, well, what do I need to put together for 2013? And so most of that hasn't changed. The biggest thing that a lot of my clients are looking at, they're looking at the big jump in tax rates for either the upper income people or the 3.8% Medicare tax on investment income.
Yeah.
Now, this net investment income includes income from interest, dividends, annuities, capital gains on sale of assets, unless it's used in a business, business income. It's not a ordinary business that you're involved in. It's called a passive activity under the tax code. All of that can increase your tax liability. And, of course, that tax liability can increase your tax liability for your Social Security benefits. And there are lots of things like that are interwoven. And so we've been talking about that for a little while. And those are the big things that our clients are looking at right now. There's a lot of interconnectedness and a lot of the regulations that just came out having to do with this. I mean, the IRS just issued 200 pages of regulations on just that 3.8% Medicare tax, like last month. Okay, it's been effective for a year, and we just now get the regulations as to how we need to apply some of this stuff. And so my team is on top of that, and we've consulted, we've talked with the clients that I know it's going to affect. But certainly, if one of our listeners falls into that point, things are getting more complicated for them. And they're interested in having somebody that can sit down with them and explain things to them and explain what they might need to do different, then give me a call and we'll set up one of our consultations.
Well, the way I see it, Richard, and I may be wrong, this is not a Democrat or Republican statement, but the Obama administration and Democrats are going towards an entitlement society. Okay, and an entitlement society means that, you know, the rich are going to pay for the entitlements of the poor.
Yes.
Whether you want to or not. I mean, we already do, but it's going to be more and more and more. So I look for taxes to go up. It's no way on earth that they cannot go up, at least for the next 3 years while Obama's in there. And that worries our clients. That worries our people. There's a lot of tax loopholes they're trying to take out. And it's a fight between Republicans and Democrats right now, Congress and Senate,
yes,
to hold on to that. And as a fact, nothing's getting done. But, you know, so I don't know what the answer is for that, but we better start looking for tax loopholes,
yeah,
and places to put your money that's safe.
And certainly taxes don't necessarily go down in retirement.
No.
Used to be that was the norm, the thinking that they would go down in retirement, we wouldn't have to worry about it as much. That's not the case. In a lot of cases, taxes are going up and it worse. You actually need more planning.
That's it. And that's why you need to see somebody like Richard Lindsay, Zivac Lindsay. He'll talk to you over the phone. You don't have to drive in Mobile, you know, and you can see me. I'm in Daphne, and Jim Roberts is in Spanish Fort. So we're right there close together. We work together, and, you know, get your questions, answers to your questions. It doesn't hurt for a free consultation or a call, because there's a lot of things coming up, folks, but don't wait till it's too late. We can't help you after the fact. When people came in 2008 and crying and tears in their eyes that they lost 30, 40, 50% of their money, you know, it's too late. I can stop it from that point, but I can't help you. And I can help you regain that money, but I can't stop it.
That's
so
right.
They pick up the phone and call for the complimentary consultation once again with Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services.
625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And for Richard Lindsay, CPA with Zivac and Lindsay.
633-4070.
633-4070. And attorney Jim Roberts, 626-3499, 626-3499. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Lori.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.